The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
We had a checklist for our daughter to do. You know, Otto and I are married, our daughter Ava Maddock, and she gave me a little sass. Oh. She had a little sass back. Yeah, let me tell you about it. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show inside the Kohl Studio. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So she's going back to school, to college, and she had to do some things at the house, and Otto gave her a checklist, and one of which was turn off the heater, turn off the AC. She said, turn it off? Mom won't even let us turn it on.
Oh.
I'm just freezing over here. I said, girl, put some clothes on. Whatever. And then she says, you know what, Mom? I actually like being freezing and rolled up in a blanket. I don't mind. Hey.
She had to learn to live that way with living right? with Dana.
Don't you turn on my heater during the wintertime over 68.
Oh.
And don't you turn down my AC in the summertime below 78. Those are the rules we keep in my
house. We're either boiling or freezing at our house.
Yeah, isn't that kind of wild where you'd want it almost opposite? A lot of people?
No.
Like you want 68 in the summertime?
No. What? My truth is saving money.
Oh.
Dana's just proud of the fact that our bill was only
$90. $90! Are we a little cool?
It's usually closer to $400.
Yeah. Because in the summertime, you know, even at 78, because it's so hot, the bill's a lot. So I'm just trying to save money, save the earth. I'm contributing to the planet.
78 is disgusting.
That I don't know why you continue to say that.
I'm not the only one. I think one of the most viral videos we have is people going, who leaves their air conditioner at 78 degrees?
Me.
Gross. Ugh.
Me. And in 68 in the winter, if you put, you know, you put your little joggers on, some socks, some
I had the shivers the other night and Dana said, put on some socks. I'm not turning anything on.
Nah, you're just a gritty mom. That just comes from gritty mom.
It's not gritty. It's saving money. My Nana, when I was little, she used to tell me, when I'd say, Nana, I'm cold. Ponte algo. Put something on.
Yeah, no.
And in the summer, I would say, Nan, I'm hot. Quítate algo. Take something off.
I'm not saying greedy. I'm saying grit. Like
you're a gritty
mom. Sure. My mom does the exact same. It's beyond race. It's not a Latina mom thing. It's a tough mom thing.
It is.
You're gonna wear layers in the wintertime because that's why we have blankets, son.
Yes. Yes. Didn't you ever stand in front of the air conditioner when you were little? Let it blow. You know those old swamp coolers?
Yeah.
Come on, let that thing blow on you. And it's so humid, you don't even get cool. The sweat's just rolling down your back. Anyway, I'm proud of her because she completed the list.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that was a feat in itself, Aunt.
Yeah, anytime you get a teenager to listen, hey, you're doing it.
I actually asked her to take care of the weeds before she left.
Oh, wow.
And think about it, my daughter took care of the weeds before she left.
Although she did call and say, Dad, these aren't weeds. They're trees. You need to call somebody to come pull them out.
I'm sure her boyfriend did it.
All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
It is National Bagel Day.
Hey, it's the bread that you can use for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Because think about it, a bagel in the morning, I like to really extra toast it, like almost burn it, and then put strawberry cream cheese on top. It's got to be a blueberry bagel.
This might be controversial, but can't you use any bread for breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Yeah. But you can't smear strawberry cream cheese. Or what's the fish, the lox?
My favorite thing.
But really?
It's not my go-to when I'm doing a bagel.
I've seen you eat it at a brunch.
I'll eat it, but is it my go-to? No. If I'm going for a bagel, I'm going for a green chili bagel.
Oh, nice. So are you anti-bagel for the most part?
I'm not big on the bagel because I feel like it's a little heavy.
Right. I was going to say, it's just not enough food for me to take in all
bagel
those carbs.
I like bagel before muffin.
Oh,
for sure.
That is a horrible take.
No, you like muffins?
I love muffins. I'm a muffin top eater.
Nah, dude.
Otto, settle down. You're screaming at us in public over the muffin.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How do you tell your partner, I need to get away from you, without saying it like that, without saying, you know, how do you say, I love you so much?
I'm sick of you, but without saying I'm sick of you.
I love you so very much, but I need some me time. Now, we do have Jessica on the line. Jessica, hold on. I'm going to get to you. I just want to remind everybody, some might think it's really easy. Like, we always have guys night, girls night. Not everybody is like that. So, Jessica, how do you handle it, you and your partner?
I mean, we don't work together, so we do have that time alone during the day.
Right.
But we are together. Like, if you see one, you see the other. Like, even at the grocery store, if we don't go to the grocery store together, we get interrogated.
Oh, everybody knows you.
Yeah, everybody knows her.
Jessica, what's your man's name? Is it your husband, your boyfriend? What are you talking about here?
Brian, and it's my husband.
Okay, so if Brian's not with Jessica at the grocery store or a restaurant or something, everyone's asking, where's Brian?
Yes, everybody, Ryan and Jess, you always see Ryan and Jess. There's never one without the other. Like I said, if you do see one, well, where is she at? Where is he at? Is he in the trunk? Did you kill him? Like, what's going on?
And it's Ryan, correct?
Yes, with an R.
Oh, okay. I called him Brian.
Don't want to start any rumors at the grocery store.
Yeah, grocery store's like, Jessica's got a new man. Hanging out with somebody named Brian now. You know, that's kind of interesting you said that, though, Jessica, because Otto and I are together all the time.
We work together.
Yeah, that's why she said that.
I can understand y'all doing stuff separate, but I don't know. Like, his thing is, if I can't go, then he doesn't need to be there. So,
ooh,
like,
she said, if I can't go, you can't go.
No, that's his thing. That's his thing. And I completely agree. Like,
there it is.
Okay. Yeah, I have heard some of my girlfriends say, you know, guys night out, girls night out, cool, but we're meeting up after. We're not doing this separately. There's no reason. What do you need to be doing out there alone?
It's all girls or all guys, and I can understand, you know, obviously I don't want to go if it's all guys, but I still get suckered into that somehow.
Otto does that.
I'll sucker Dan into it sometimes, too.
I'm like, what are we doing here? There's like five guys, and you could tell they're always like, why do you bring your wife, man? Why do you bring your wife?
But then it ends up being fun. They might be a little bit weird at first, but then it usually ends up not being too bad.
You're right about that, Jessica.
They usually ends up being a better conversation than it would have been.
Every guy and I could use a female chaperone to just make sure.
Oh, I like that. I like
too
that.
Far off the rails.
Jessica, we love you. Thank you so much. Say hi to Ryan.
Hi, babe. I love you.
All right, girl. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
How do you tell your partner you need a little time away from them without hurting their feelings? 877-730-DCS1. Call or text. Let's share your story when we come back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
How do you say, honey, I love you, but I need to get away from you without hurting anyone's feelings, without your partner feeling like, well, why can't I come? There's so many different layers to this onion, and I say that because sometimes you don't want to be away. Maybe you are cool with your partner coming to everything, but there are moments in every relationship that you need some time, even if it's just going to the bathroom without a kid. Mom, knocking on the door. I mean, sometimes that never happens. You never get any alone time. So we have Karina on the line. Okay, so how do you tell your partner you need some you time?
I very much like to spend time by myself.
Mm-hmm.
But my husband and my kid are both equally clingy.
Oh.
So they're very much like, let's do everything together. If my husband goes to Lowe's, he's like, let's go. Do you want to go with me? Do you want to go with me? If my kid, he wants me to go to every karate class with him and whatever. So sometimes I do have to say, like, listen, I love y'all so much. But I need a mommy adventure, and I'll leave the house for a couple of hours. Or I'll just lock myself in my room and do my eyelashes or, like, grip my brows or something. That usually is very helpful for me to not lose it.
What a great way to describe what you need, a mommy adventure. As soon as you said that. And, Karina, something as simple as just being by yourself. You know, I mentioned the bathroom. I don't know if you felt that or not, but that whole, mom, every time I'm in the bathroom, girl, nobody talks to me. I go to the bathroom, mom. Oh, my gosh. I'm like doing your lashes, doing your eyebrows, just being in silence with your own thoughts for 15 minutes can keep you sane for the rest of the week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go green. I actually had a friend who, him and his wife got into a little tiff because he would come home and then sit in his car and scroll the internet for a few minutes.
Really, Anthony?
And she thought he was doing something, you know, not appropriate.
Nefarious on the phone. Who was he DMing?
He was literally just like, it's the only time I get after work to come sit down here and do a little scrolling for like 10 minutes.
Decompress before you go in the house. Because when you go in the house, it's the kids. Karina, like you said, it's everybody. Bah, you know, you get that 15 minutes of solitude. Although, I'm ready for you to come in and help me with these kids, though. That's why that might be why she gets a little upset. Like, hey, you know?
The thing where he sits in the car, too, and if he takes, like, a little bit more than, like, 20 minutes or something, I'll come outside, just make sure he's good, and I'll just be like, all right? And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm just having me a little beer or something, or, like, a little drink. And I'm like, all right, great. Just come in whenever you're ready. Because usually by the time he gets home, our kid is asleep already, so everything is done. And same for me. Like, sometimes he's like, hey, can I go? I don't really have friends. I like to spend time by myself. But he does have friends. And he will go out and have a drink or something. And I'm like, okay, just let me know you're good. He'll be texting me while he's with his friends. And I'm like, sir, I thought the whole point was for you to, like, have
like, leave me alone.
Like, first you want to text me with your friends and you want to take me to Lowe's. Come on. Kanina, thank you so much for calling. We love you. Call back anytime. Bye, Mama. Thank you for listening.
No problem. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, so we have, let's see, line three. It's Crystal. Hi, Crystal. I'm sorry you had to hold. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. What do you think about our conversation?
I don't know, because me and my husband is my only friend.
Oh, he's your best friend.
Yes. So, I mean, we do everything together. So it's like kind of a touch and go thing. The only time we're apart is when he's watching football and I'm watching my shows.
Yeah, he's like, I won't give in on football. Yeah.
But he just said, because he's in the car with me, he just wouldn't call. But he just made the comment, when me and you got married, there was no more Crystal and no more Denny. It was the Way family.
Oh,
let's go. Let's go. I'm so proud of him.
He travels a lot. When he's gone, like, I'm crazy. Like, we don't function without each other. Does that make sense?
Yes. Because Otto, when you leave, what are you doing? You're on the
I call Dana constantly when I'm on the road.
My husband does me the same way. I'm like,
same thing. And our daughters, they say, all three of my girls say, you guys are so codependent. You just landed. You just got here. And you're both on the phone always. I'm sorry, we love each other.
It's like I'll land somewhere, I call her. I get to the hotel, I call her. I get done with wherever I'm DJing, I call her right after.
I hear Denny in the background. Denny, even when you just leave, do you miss her terribly?
And I miss her when I'm sleeping.
Oh,
man.
Denny!
Who is this guy? I'm happy he's taken. Because, whoa, this is a smooth operator right here.
Less competition out there, right?
Yeah, less competition. This guy, wow. All of the lines. Yeah, you better stay close to him.
If I have to go somewhere and she's not allowed, then apparently I don't need to be there.
There you go, Denny. That's right. See, that's what I was talking about earlier. I don't know if you heard me, Crystal and Denny, but there's some times that I've heard men down talk other men who love their, oh, why do you have to bring her? And why, oh, you always have your wife around and she's always... Yeah, because I like her. What's
I
wrong?
I married her.
I married her. I'm sorry you don't feel the same way or you feel ashamed to feel that way. Who raised you? You know?
I wish everybody could find their person. And that he is my person. Like I said, we don't function without each other. I mean, yesterday I literally sat on his job site because my car was messed up. Went home and we changed brakes on my car together.
I can tell right now that there's a lot you guys do together because you have a loving family. I can tell. Crystal and Denny.
Crystal, you better stay by him or else I'm going to swoop in on that.
No, sorry. Look, people have tried and it ain't happening. I've wanted him since I was 12. I got him and he ain't going nowhere unless
I love
it. Under.
Crystal, Denny, do not hang up. I'm going to have producer Jack take your name and number. We need you on the DCS VIP call list. Are you okay with that? Do you mind?
I would love it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I was talking earlier about being optimistic. A lot of times there's different resolutions we all have. That's been one of mine. I'm going to eat right. I'm going to budget myself for the year, not just for the month. And I'm going to try to have a more positive outlook. That's easier said than done. Because I go down the social media rabbit hole of death and destruction, you know, like everybody
else. Doom
and gloom. Or I'll get a negative comment and I will dwell on that one negative comment versus the 100 positive comments. But there is a way to turn things around. There is a gentleman online, Josh J., and he's an influencer. And he kind of was talking about being positive. He found this school. It's called the Westside Elementary School that conducted an experiment. They have a pep talk hotline. And when you call it, this is what you get.
If you're feeling mad, frustrated, or nervous, press 1. If you need words of encouragement and life advice, press 2. Oh. If you need a pep talk from kindergartners, press 3.
3.
If you need to hear kids laughing with delight, press 4.
Listen.
You can do it!
I can do it!
Believe in yourself.
It's okay to be different.
We all really like you.
What's that phone number again?
Amazing. What is the number? Jack, find that number and text me.
Producer, I don't know
Jack.
How I like getting life advice from people who don't pay bills.
It's not life advice.
I don't
advice.
Know about those little kids.
It's just the positivity. Yeah, that's what
it
I
has
like.
Nothing
and
to do
cute.
With life advice. It has to do with
they're
just
friendly
reminders.
Reminders.
I don't know about you, Otto. I don't know about you, Anthony. But I find myself trying to please everybody around me to the point that I'm depressed because I don't even know who I am anymore. You want everybody to be happy, but you forget about your own happiness. Otto, I'll tell you.
I'm not an optimistic person.
No, but you have been, and you said this before the new year. You're like, I am going to try to be more positive. You have been so successful.
There you go.
Do you know how you have that voice in your head that's constantly talking to you?
I have that voice that is, oh, is it not just me?
No,
everybody
not
has
just
that
you.
Voice?
Everyone has that voice.
Okay.
I have labeled that man. His name is Hank. And Hank sometimes talks to me negatively. But I have a conversation with Hank that I don't want to talk like that today.
Did you really? You talked to Hank?
And I feel like that really helps me, is that I'm like pointing out the fact that there's something negative going on in my head, and I have the ability to stop it. Yes. And I have the ability to be optimistic. I don't have to be such a pessimist.
Triggers a reaction.
It'll rewire your brain to think that way.
Rewire your brain to not only search for it online.
I think it's called neuroplasticity.
Search. Dang, you've been really trying to fix yourself. Search for it in publications or on the news because it gives you that dopamine. You're training your brain to think negatively. You got to think positively. Force
you
yourself.
Call these kids. They'll
force
get you going.
Yourself. Play it again, Jack. Turn the radio up.
We all really like you.
Yes. Okay. So Jack found the number, producer Jack. It's 707-873-7862. If you missed it, maybe you're driving. Shoot me a DM at Dana Cortez on Instagram and I'll get it to you. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kanye West making headlines constantly. Hadn't seen much of him until he pulled up to the Dion Cole show.
Yep.
Dion
right
Cole,
around Christmas, right?
Huge, huge comedian. And he's inside the show. And of course, Anthony comes with it and asks him, Kanye West on stage with you, Dion Cole. How did that go? And Dion was honest with his answer.
Well, you know, I know Ye. We both from Chicago. Mm-hmm. I've been knowing Ye since back in the day. He used to be in a group called the Go-Getters in Chicago. And so me and Kanye been knowing each other for years. We run with the same people. Had dinner the night before, and a friend of mine, he was like, man, I told Ye last night that, you know, we had a good time at dinner. And I told him you was performing. He want to come through. And I was like, yeah, he can come. And he hit me. I was like, yeah, come on through. I got you. And he came through with his family and had a blast. Now, people was talking about how trippy he looked on stage when he came up there. But you got to understand, he said a lot of things before. So they was like, you shut your mouth. You don't say nothing when you go up there.
Hold on, Dion. You see how you're like, don't you mess up my set here. Don't you make me go viral for all the wrong reasons, Kanye.
Don't say nothing.
Please keep your mouth closed and just let me take a photo with you. But one of the things you said is that you took care of him. Did Kanye West not pay for his tickets?
Oh, yeah. Hell nah. I wasn't going to let him do that. Nah.
He's got the money for it.
I'm trying to get on the album, girl.
You don't got $39.99 like Kanye.
No, I need those royalties. I gotta get on this album.
Dion's like, I'm trying to get on Graduation 5 or something.
I'm trying to get on the album, baby.
You said you're real with people. Obviously, you know he's had some issues. You know, we've all seen it. Have you had a conversation with him? I mean, do you, since he's there, do you say like, hey, are you okay? Like, I love you. Are you good? Or is that too much?
Oh, yeah. I mean, even behind the scenes, I mean, besides everybody seeing that, even behind the scenes, everybody, like, let them know, you know, we love you or whatever, and it's all good or whatever. But people fail to realize, and they keep forgetting that, you know, he was medicated a lot of times, you know right. what I mean? And so, but everybody keep expecting him to be normal. And it's like, nah. nah, it ain't like that. And he went through a whole lot. You know what I mean? And so, I mean, we're not going to sit back and make excuses for a lot of stuff that goes on. But I'm just saying that, you know, when a person's down like that, do you just keep kicking them? Like, I don't. I'd be like, man, it's time for some love.
Yeah.
It's time to revitalize yourself. It's time to get back out here, do what you do. We love you. You know, let's get it started again. Yeah, let's get it started again.
I'll be honest with you, and this might be a little too serious. It's definitely not comedy. My grandmother had schizophrenia. My grandmother had schizophrenia, and she would do a lot of things that were out of pocket, like a lot of things, including taking out weapons and guns. I'm being real, and I grew up with that.
Yeah.
You have to give a sick person grace. You wouldn't be mad at a cancer patient for saying they're in pain. Mental illness is a real thing. It's a sickness of the mind. And so when someone is going through an episode like that, they do say crazy things. They do say.
Yes.
And we go deeper into this convo, which is available on the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.